Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It is Good Morning NoCo. I'm Tanner Schwint, Brian Carey, live from the Allo Communications Studios on this Habba Jeeba Friday. You haven't said it yet. Get one out.
Oh, I threw it out earlier, but Habba Jeeba. Absolutely. I love this day, love that word, and love the vibe.
I just saw a tweet that said, this Friday is having some real Monday vibes. Not here, it's not. It is Friday. Let's have a great end of the week. Let's have some fun here in the next couple of hours. And this hour is, it is Mom's Popcorn Pizza Review. Brian's got a movie that he's going to review.
Wait a minute. Mom's Popcorn Pizza Review? Is that what we're doing here? Susan, I don't know if you ate a pizza that you can review today. Apparently, Tanner has changed things. Next week, we're going to do home fries reviews. It'll be great.
Susan, how did you work with him for so long? I'm 10 days in, and I need help.
Let me just say good morning, you two handsome dudes, and Habba Jeeba.
Habba Jeeba, Susan.
What a beautiful weekend. I love this.
Oh, I do love the weather. I do. Yeah. Do you have any tips for Tanner on how to handle working with me? He's struggling on day 10.
Yeah, I know. You know, he's such a tough guy to work with.
No.
I know. You two sound like you're having a blast all the time.
No, we are, and I'm just giving him a hard time over there. It's been a lot of he makes my job really easy and really fun. So I think that's a really good combination of it. But it is not a pizza review, Brian. I apologize. Movie review.
It is.
That's what we're talking about. Popcorn and movies.
Absolutely. Oh, and I'll have you know, Susan, that we are starting the day with a lemon blueberry cheesecake cake. You know the one I'm talking about that Kyla makes.
Yes.
She made one. It's about 26 pounds. And I actually put it in the car seat to drive it over here and strapped it in as if it were a grandchild to make sure it was safe. I even did the mother arm bar when I went to slow down.
Sure,
I reached over to make sure it kept its chest
it's
in.
It's dedication.
It really is. But, I'll be...
So, have you had it yet?
Ryan is having a piece in my office right now.
What a treat. That cake that Kyla makes is just amazing at 26 pounds.
It is. Now, Susan, the weather beautiful. I absolutely love the rain and all these things, but... Mm-hmm. I know that the weather caused a little havoc out at your place yesterday. Tell us about what happened.
Well, did you hear that wind that went through during Jeopardy last night, or was it Wheel of Fortune?
It was while I was on the golf course is what it was, and they ended up having to cancel men's league because of it. It was like a 20-degree cool-off like that.
Yeah. Well, that wind blew over the big old tree in our front yard. And this is the tree, Brian, when you come, and Tanner, when you come too, you'll see, when you come to breakfast. But Brian would have the perfect seat. You could sit and look out our dining room window and see this tree full of birds and squirrels. It was very entertaining. And it just, it's like it was so gentle. It just laid down. It didn't hit the house. It just rolled over and died.
It looked just awful. And how it missed your house, I have no idea.
It didn't hit the fence. It didn't hit anything. It was just the old weeping willow is gone, and I'm sad. But, you know.
You'll have to weep with the willow. That's why it was sad. If you would have planted happy trees, none of this crap would have happened. You throw in those weeping willows, or as we called them, monkey trees, because they looked like trees monkeys would hang from. Strange. But now you're going to have homeless squirrels. Now,
who needs squirrels?
That's understandable. You're going to see them at the end of your driveway with little signs, you know, we'll work for nuts. You know, It's very sad, the plight of these guys. Now, I remember, Susan, remember when I had that huge tree in my front yard and had it removed?
You know, barely. I remember that because that was always the marker when I would go down your street. I knew where you lived by that big tree.
You looked for the biggest tree in Greeley, and it was in my front yard.
Yeah.
But I used to have squirrels go from my backyard trees. They'd run across the roof and dive onto that front yard tree.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We removed the front yard tree and didn't put up a notice for the squirrels. And I swear to God, I'm looking out my front window, and a squirrel came running from the backyard, dove off the front,
no.
And you could hear him go, "Oh, bleep," as he's going through the air. There's no tree! And went for a tumble. It was hilarious.
Well, if you're missing any, like I said, I've got them for you. So, I've been just... We had a wonderful tree removal service here in Fort Collins years ago, and believe it or not, I remembered their names. So
that's really good because you haven't even really been able to do that with all your husbands. They're just old number two.
Old number one. Yeah.
Well, we are here because we have Mom's Popcorn movie reviews. And now, do you know what you're reviewing today, Susan? I would hope so. It's kind of late to watch a movie.
Well, you know, I am reviewing a Martin Scorsese movie. Ooh. And, you know, he is such a wonderful craftsman at what he does. The movie, I don't know why I love it. It's just, it's scary, it's creepy, and it's wonderful. Do you want me to tell you what it is?
We got an intro here. We got some production work.
It's time now for movie reviews. Angel has put together music, so let's hear what Angel has gotten ready for our intro.
Okay.
Oh.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
Yo, Adrian! Adrian!
I feel the need for speed.
I'm the king of the world!
Oh, yeah. Now we're ready for movie reviews from Mom's Popcorn. Nothing goes better with a movie than Mom's Popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Lay it on us, Susan. You were saying you watched a Martin Scorsese film. What did you check out?
I checked out, and this was from a 2010 movie called Shutter Island, a mystery crime drama. Now, the movie is set in the 50s, and it opens with Leonardo DiCaprio and Mark Ruffalo, who are marshals, and they're sent to investigate the disappearance of a woman patient from an institution for the criminally insane. Leo plays kind of an angry guy, and we learn through flashbacks in his dreams that he had been a soldier in World War II and had witnessed atrocities of liberating a Nazi death camp. And, of course, at that time, nobody knew of PTSD. And also, he had been married to Michelle Williams, we find out through these dreams. Now, as the two lawmen continue to investigate the missing woman, and it's always stormy and dark. Did I mention that?
Yeah, it is, which every movie these days is very dark, but you included a storm in this one. A little different.
Oh, yeah, it's storm for the whole time, yeah. Anyway, they have to interview the various patients, and each has their own real creepy story, real creepy. So the doctor in charge is played wonderfully by Ben Kingsley, who seems kindly, but is he? His sinister colleague.
Where are you reading this from, Susan?
I have a few notes that I can't even read.
Okay.
But anyway, the other doctor is played by Max von Sydow, who seems to be concealing something dreadful. The marshal's search takes them all over this creepy old stormy island into caves and rocks. Outcrops, and it's just perilous. Anyway, the ending completely blindsided me. So I had to watch this movie again and again.
Did you ever figure it out?
Yeah, but I just, every time I watch it, the movie is done so well, even though it's not a, you know, romance, comedy, you know, that kind of fun thing. It's just a really well-done movie, and I give it 7 stars. I'm sorry, 7 boxes of popcorn.
Wow.
7 boxes of popcorn. Do you know what it was rated?
Yeah, the IMDb rating is 8.2 out of 10. So Susan's a little lower than what IMDb, but what I like about, and I haven't seen this movie yet, and mostly because I don't have the guts to watch it because it seems really creepy to me. But Leonardo DiCaprio, I mean, you talk about range and the different ways and characters he can play. He has that range, and anything that he's in, even The Great Gatsby. Did you guys ever see The Great Gatsby with Leo?
I did.
I did not.
I even enjoyed that with Leo. I thought that was a really well done movie. But I'm assuming Susan, he was incredible as always.
He owned the screen for 2 hours. I mean, it was his movie, and he was wonderfully creepy.
Wonderfully,
excellent movie.
All right.
I'm a tough critic. I've only given one movie a 10.
What was that movie?
I don't think I've reviewed it yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we were either amused by that or shown a baby kitten. So,
no, that's more. That's more. 7 out of 10 for Shutter Island.
But it's one of those that messes with your mind, because throughout the movie, you're trying to figure it out. And, you know, no, okay, it's got to be this, or this happened, or this, and this. And then at the end, it is one of those. I compare it to the reveal in The Sixth Sense.
Mm.
Yes, it's one of those endings you go, what?
Exactly.
A mind bender.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but this is it one of those that you have to be paying attention the entire time? Mm-hmm. And if it is one of those, did it do a good job at making sure you were paying attention the entire time?
Yeah, you get sucked in and you really can't look away, even though you want to.
That's what my wife said on our honeymoon.
Oh my goodness. You got any comments on that, Susan?
No, I don't either.
I don't either.
So that's it for me.
All right. One last question for you, Susan. And then we'll get it. Are there a bunch of jump scares in it, or is it just kind of like more of a general creepy type of vibe?
You know what? It's funny that you ask, because mystery crime, it's not a lot of violence. There is some of that. But the movie's ominous music, it actually starts right in the very beginning before the movie starts. You know, when they put on the Paramount, you know, or the Flying Horse or whatever, right?
Yeah,
right in the beginning, it starts this ominous music. And the scary part is often very subtle.
Mm. So I can handle that then.
No, it's not. It's not a nightmare-inducing movie. It's not those kind of things. It is messing with your mind that it does throughout. Mm-hmm. But it grabs you in and it keeps doing that. Scorsese is a master at that. And when you put him and DiCaprio together, it is what movies are supposed to be.
So you've seen this, Brian?
Oh, absolutely.
Would you land on it?
You know, I'm pretty right in there with Susan.
Yeah?
I mean, it's a very good movie. Do I rate it as, you know, an 8, 9, 10? No, but it's right below that line.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Well, I'll have my review coming up of A Simple Favor. This is, it was an interesting movie. We'll get to that when we come back on the other side. It is Mom's Popcorn Movie Review here on Good Morning NoCo. Susan Moore, Brian Gary, I'm Tanner Moore. I'll be reviewing A Simple Favor when we come back on the other side on where, Susan?
Oh, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In a world with a million choices for insurance, J9 Insurance and Terry Gertz remind you that insurance is insurance, but who represents you is what really matters. Terry has been proudly representing Northern Colorado for years, and without a captive company to answer to, Terry and his team are sure to get you the needed coverage for the best price. So next time you hear or see an insurance commercial with, I don't know, a talking lizard, remember insurance is insurance, but who you have in your corner is what matters. Call 970-834-2009.
Do you drive a German car? The sophisticated electrical system on your BMW or Mini Cooper is demanding and needs a healthy battery as the heart of the system. Replacing these batteries before they fail is crucial to preventing additional system faults. Auto Taylor has the batteries with the correct fit and function for your Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. And they perform the specialized installation procedures as well. Auto Taylor on 16th Street in Greeley, where we've been tailoring your European automotive service needs for over 25 years.
Early education is vital to the success of your child, but for a lot of us, it's just plain hard to afford. That's where SEEN, Colorado Early Education Network, comes in. SEEN Head Start and Early Head Start serves up quality preschool and infant toddler care at no cost for qualifying families. There are Head Start centers with 3.5 or 6 hour sessions for 3 to 5 year olds and full day sessions Monday through Friday for ages 6 weeks to 36 months. Get that early education your child needs at SEEN Head Start and Early Head Start. For more info, visit CEEN.org.
Hello, Greeley. This is Brad Moline, president of Allo Communications. We are installing our all-fiber network throughout your community. At Allo, we believe that businesses and homes deserve world-class internet, crystal-clear TV, and dependable phone services. With Allo, enjoy great customer service, no contracts, free installation, and real savings. At our core, Allo is committed to being honest, exceptional, local, and hassle-free. To find out more, please stop by the Allo store or go to allofiber.com/Greeley.
With over 41 specialists providing care along 6 medical campuses along the Front Range, Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies is ready to get you moving like you used to. OCR has you covered from head to toe with the regional experts in orthopedic and spine care since 1969 and are celebrating over 5 years as Greeley's hometown orthopedic group. If you're ready to start your journey to recovery with the specialists in the medicine of motion, schedule an appointment today at orthohealth.com.
Weldworks is simply wonderful. With their dialed-in beer and masterful approach, how could things get better? How about some dialed-in food? Weldworks is thrilled to announce their new chef-driven eatery, The Annex. The Annex will feature intentionally crafted cuisine from all corners of the world, including items like Spanish calamari, pork belly steamed buns, and a crave satisfying double cheeseburger that takes you right back to your favorite neighborhood diner. The Annex is open now at Weldworks. Check them out online at annex.weldworks.com.
Writer than you. Weekdays 9 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Habba Jeeba, and welcome back to Good Morning NoCo on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I'm Brian Gary, along with Tanner Schwint and our Habba Jeeba girl, Miss Susan Moore, with us as well. Hey, Susan, before we dive into the next movie review, I have to say I did watch the small vignette that you had posted up on Facebook, and I do have to present the best actor in a supporting role goes to your husband, Dr. Bob, for his astonished look when you turn the camera to him to show the tree out front.
I know. Wasn't he perfect?
He was. Did he practice that?
No, it was totally ad-lib, off the cuff. That's my Bob. He's fun. He is fun and smart.
No, he is, which is a rare combination in men.
Well, yeah. It took me so many tries to find him.
You know, you got to go through a whole bag of nuts before you find your right triple chamber one. You know what? Finding the right man is like the joy of finding a triple chamber peanut. It's something exciting.
It is.
You don't know that excitement, Tanner?
I don't. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Joy. You ever get peanuts, and then there's usually just two, and sometimes you get that one that's got the bonus nut in there. You get a triple chamber one. That's a big deal.
I don't know if I've ever got one of those, to be honest.
Surprise, Tanner.
Wow, I see. All right.
You have that to look forward to. You will love the experience.
As you get older, it doesn't take much. But we are doing movie reviews from Mom's Popcorn in downtown Greeley. Tanner's up now for his review. What'd you watch, buddy?
I watched It was one of those that Jenna kind of talked me into. I had brought it up. I'd seen a trailer for it. I'm like, well, that kind of looks funny. It's called A Simple Favor. This came out in 2018, rated R. I mean, so don't watch this with the kids in the room. I mean, I'll just put that out there. Some of the language and things like that. But it's got Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively in it.
Okay, you have me right there. Those two are wonderful.
Great actresses. There's no doubt about it.
And beautiful.
Yes, but not great actresses in this movie. Stephanie, this is Stephanie is played by Anna Kendrick. She's a single mother with a parenting vlog, and so she sets up the camera. She teaches how to make these little treats. She's like the mom who's definitely going to be the president of whatever board there is in the school. I mean, she's kind of that helicopter mom, right? And then you have Emily, played by Blake Lively, who has kind of like a shadowy past, just kind of that stone cold woman that's not going to give a whole lot of emotion or things like that. But Emily sees that Stephanie is really good at taking care of kids, so she starts to put her child more and more into Stephanie's hands, into Anna Kendrick's hands. And all the other parents are like, this is never, they're never going to become friends. Well, about 10 martinis in, they do end up becoming friends.
Was that your take while watching it, or in the film had they had 10?
I'm not a big martini guy. I was thinking something else. Okay. So, but they start having martinis and talking, and stuff starts to come up. Well, all of a sudden, Emily just goes missing. Don't know where she went. Cops are being called. So nothing's being done of it. But very quickly, we start to learn that Emily is not dead. They thought that she was presumed dead. They found a body in a lake that they matched back to her. So Stephanie starts using her vlog and starts pushing out there, I'm going to do this, like calling Emily out, saying we need to meet, things like this. They dive into the past. Emily has a very weird past that she learns all about, including some murder along the way, and eventually confronted with it. There's a big plan. This movie was so weird. Some of the humor in it, I was like, how do you even think of it? How do you come up with that? You know, obviously Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively made a great team when they were in the room together, but it's like they started the movie and they wanted to go in one way, and then they just, you know, did a complete 180, started going the other way, and then they just started going. It just didn't have a whole lot of sense. Make a whole lot of sense. This is one of those movies that was so bad, it was almost good towards the end. It was just very bizarre.
I want to ask you this. Did Blake Lively, I mean, you said she drank martinis and she had murder in the past. So she was kind of a mystery, or did you just know it right away?
No, she was a mystery, and that's what Anna Kendrick's character had to go and figure out, was kind of do research and dive into her past to figure out what exactly was going on. And I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't think it's worth watching. I really don't. So, I mean, I'm not going to recommend it for anybody. Should I tell the ending, or should I save it? Don't tell the ending?
No.
This is my first time, so you guys have to tell me the rules.
Oh, no, there are no rules. You can throw the ending out there. I never, because the way Susan and I looked at it, you know, we never remember.
Right.
So when we watch it.
And that's fair.
Oh, I've been shocked at the end of Old Yeller every damn time. Not again.
So Anna Kendrick dives in after she learns that Blake Lively is still alive. Well, Anna Kendrick starts up a relationship with Blake Lively's husband, and it is not played by Ryan Reynolds, unfortunately, but they start this relationship up. Blake Lively and Anna Kendrick finally meet back up. At this point, Anna Kendrick has learned that Blake Lively had killed her twin sister and put her in the lake. That's why they thought that she was dead and things of that nature. She had also killed a couple of other people as twins early on, and they were on the run. So this was not her real identity. And it sets up where it was the last scene is where they finally confront her about it, and Blake Lively thinks that she's out of it. Well, they had taped the whole thing, and the last scene, they're standing out there, and Blake Lively's like, I'm out of here. She's running away from it, and then she gets hit by a car. So that was...
So you're talking murder and slapstick comedy.
Yes, it is. It is. But the comedy was... I mean, the murder was the best part of the movie, I think. But in terms of how many bags of popcorn I'm going to give it, I am going to go 4.5. Which is apparently, according to a lot of people, really low, because the IMDb rating on this is 6.8. So apparently I was not the targeted audience. I can't figure that out with two lead women in this and why I would not like it. But it was just not a good movie. In my opinion, the humor missed the point. So don't watch it, Susan. Don't waste your time.
So did we ever find out what was the simple favor?
It was watching her kid while she tried to commit.
Murder,
and then she was trying to get the life insurance money out of it as well because they were going broke.
Okay.
That was probably a key thing I should have put out there as well. But,
you know, you learn as you go. It's your first review.
That's right. So four and a half out of ten.
It was an excellent review, and I actually want to see that movie now.
I wouldn't waste your time. It's 2 hours of your life you're not getting back. But
I looked up online any information on it, and all I got was from a bunch of pervs who were saying, "I see they kiss." And that was it. So there you go. If you're looking for that over the edger, that's the one right there. All right.
It puts a lot of men to be like, I guess I'll sit through this.
Sure,
okay.
Honey.
Yeah,
all
that
right.
Works.
Then we'll watch the game.
Yeah. The Avs play at 6. It's 5:45. We've got time. 7:33. We got to get a break. We've completely blown this clock. It's movie reviews presented by Mom's Popcorn. We'll be back on the other side. Right where, Susan?
Well, Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Bow, bow. Welcome back. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Habba Jeeba and Friday is here. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up. Now, on Habba Jeeba Friday, Susan Moore joins us. We'll be getting back with her as we are doing our movie reviews for Mom's Popcorn. The weather going to be the story. Obviously, the rain has been falling and going to continue to fall. Cody Wilson will be joining us in the next hour, as well as one of the voices of the Rockies, Jerry Schimmel, will be on in the 8 o'clock hour as well. We've got a lot of great stuff coming your way, including my movie review. Saw two films on Netflix, Senior Year and Metal Lords. I'm going to do a quick review of both of them coming up next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. KFKA. Welcome back to Good Morning NoCo. Habba Jeeba Friday going on here. I'm Brian Gary with Tanner Schwint and my good morning girl, Miss Susan Moore. Susan, thanks for hanging through the breaks with us. We were able to get some rest and a little nap in there.
Well, actually, no, I have been kind of looking at the movies. I always go to RogerEbert.com.
Yeah.
And I've been looking, you know, at Tanner's movie, Simple Favor, and I know you're going to have Rebel Wilson. And what was the name of that?
She was in a movie called Senior Year.
Yeah, that and Metal
Lords. Yes.
They all look so good. Hey, Brian, I know this is kind of just veering watch your neck here, but could I please give a shout out to my brother and sister-in-law? They're visiting here from Botno, North Dakota.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Welcome, and no. I hope they brought a covered dish when they got here.
Well,
you just can't show up.
They did. She brought krumkaka and kinds of...
They brought what now?
Krumkaka. Just sit back there. You're a local boy. You got no idea what we're talking about here.
But they're here for their...
she's like, yeah, Tanner, just shut up, okay? I'll get out of the way. Go ahead.
For their granddaughter's graduation from Severance this weekend. So lots of graduations going on. It's always so much fun to see everybody.
Oh, it certainly is. And it's always good when people from Dakota come down here and visit,
oh,
you know. Did they bring anything? Because, you know, you're supposed to. We were taught there that if you're going to show up anywhere, you got to bring a gift when you show up. And whether it's a scented candle or, you know, something that you had created or, you know, maybe some macaroni art, you show up with something.
Well, I'm sure that gift is still to come.
Well,
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, hopefully when they come over and visit later. Are you going to spend any time with them? Because a lot of times family will come to town and we'll just have coffee and then send them.
Well,
you know,
actually, they were here yesterday when the tree was still standing.
Oh, so things have changed since they were
yeah.
there last.
We had a little lunch at 11 o'clock. I made North Dakota potato salad.
Oh.
I know you hate that.
Yeah, I do. That's, that's some mm-hmm. bad stuff. Yeah, I'd rather eat medical waste than that. All right, so time for a little movie review here. It's Brian up to the podium. All right, now,
hello.
I watched a couple of movies this week. I was going to review, and I'll throw a quick one out, Senior Year, starring Rebel Wilson. Now, I love Rebel Wilson. She's one that I just think is funny. I think she's adorable. I think she's beautiful. She's just great. I'd love to hang out with her and have some fun. She plays a cheerleader who they throw her up to do some maneuver. She hits her head, goes into a coma for like 20 years.
Right. I don't know why I laughed at that. That was, I'm sorry.
It is. She wakes up 20 years later, and she's like, wow, okay, I can't wait to finish my senior year. So she thinks it's still back in the other time. Then she realizes where she's at and decides, you know what, I need to go back and finish high school. So, of course, they let her. Nobody has any, 38-year-old woman coming back to high school just to finish that last month. Sure, nothing could go wrong here. So they bring her in, and then she, of course, tries to blend in and dress like the youngsters, and they all point at her. And, of course, in that three-week period, she's able to become captain of the cheerleading team once again, ends up being prom queen. Everything happens right. They even throw her up for the big maneuver at the end to recreate what happened, and they didn't drop her. All right, so through it all, there's lots of cute moments with Rebel Wilson, which is enough to keep you engaged. As far as a flat-out laugh-your-butt-off comedy, it falls short there. It has moments of, of a good laugh, but it was what you expect from a Netflix movie you want to watch in an afternoon on a rainy day. So, Rebel Wilson alone makes it worth watching. I give it about a 5.5 box of popcorn rating on that one.
Okay, now, so, Brian, you used to be heavy and you slimmed down. Rebel used to be heavy and she slimmed down. And she's still funny? You're still funny.
Yeah, I think we were meant to be together. I think is what it comes down to. And the other movie I reviewed, I watched this simply because I thought this is going to be me and my buddies in high school. And there was a movie called Metal Lords. And when I was young, I was heavy metal. I mean, that was it. Give me the leather with the spikes on it and all that. That was me. I was Judas Priest. I was all those bands. And that's what it's these two kids who are buddies in high school. They're kind of the nerds, the outcasts. One of them just a huge metalhead. And then he recruits this other guy who played the drum in marching band and figure he could play more of them and had him as the drummer. And watching this kid progress, he just got really good. And then they end up recruiting this odd girl bass player from the band who was kind of an outcast in the high school band, brought her in, and they end up being in a battle of the bands in the high school. They work their way up. It's all this. They become popular. There's lots of shenanigans along the way. But it took me back. I mean, looking at the posters on the wall, all this, it was me. It was my mindset. It was metal, metal, metal.
Did you have the one here in high school, too?
Oh, hell yeah. And there are so many from the metal scene that show up. If you are a huge metal fan, like Scott Ian from Anthrax is in there. Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine is in the movie. Kirk Hammett from Metallica shows up. And Rob Halford of Judas Priest plays like the guru. He's like the Obi-Wan Kenobi who shows up in a scene. But it had lots of laughs. It had lots of music that I dug. And if you were an old metalhead like me from the 80s, one of my favorite scenes was he was saying, I'm not going to go in any band that plays Ed Sheeran and anything. That's so gay. And then the bass player looks up and looks at all the pictures behind him of all the men in spandex and long hair of women, dressed up. And they go, oh, yeah, right. So bottom line, it took me back. It was a great timepiece for me. I enjoyed it. That one I'm going to give 6.5 boxes of popcorn.
Oh, how fun. It kind of reminds me a little bit about that thing you do where they're putting a band together.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that kind of vibe, and I always look forward to that because in high school, we were these kids, and we had a band called the End Tables.
And really?
Yeah. We thought it was going to be really catchy, and we had a song called Balding Youth. And
is there a recording of this somewhere?
God, I hope not.
I really hope not. Yeah. I hope there is. That'd be nice.
But be sure to check out Metal Lords. I think that if you were from that era, and again, it's not necessarily for kids. There's language. There's those kind of things. But even the guitar player does not drink or smoke. He's devoted to metal. It's all things metal. So I could appreciate that greatly.
Well, wow. It looks like Shutter Island is the one to watch so far today. So 7 out of 10.
I gave a good sell for Metal Lords. Well,
you rated
dude.
It lower than what Susan rated Shutter Island. I'm just going purely on ratings.
Well, yeah, it's not going to be any cinematic greatness, but it's a fun companion for the afternoon. All right, you got time for do one more with us? We'll wrap things up coming up, Susan.
I would love to.
All right.
We're coming back.
Yes.
On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Good morning, NOCO. I am Tanner Schwint, live from the Allo Communications Studios with Brian Gary and our friend Susan Moore up on the hotline with us as well. I do have a bit of, I need to get to this news that's just coming up. Of course, we're monitoring the Chassa state track and baseball coming up. This update from Chassa now saying that classes 2A through 5A baseball, which is slated to go over the weekend, the regionals will be rescheduled at the local level as necessary. So they're throwing it back into the hands of the local levels, which I think is good. We'll be reaching out. What does that do for our coverage? We'll be continuing to update you. Tune in to Clark and the Coach from 11 to noon today for all of the high school preps updates. But I know that impacts so many people out there with graduations and state athletics going on this weekend as well. But 2A through 5A baseball rescheduled at the local level as necessary.
Now, Susan Moore, good morning, girl. Now, you said that you have a family in town for a graduation, correct, Susan?
Yes. Yes, I do. McKenna's graduating at Severance.
And where's their ceremony? Is it indoor or outdoor?
You know, I don't know. It's Sunday afternoon, and I don't know.
I would think it's got to be on the football field out there.
I know. I mean, so too. That's
I coached high school football out at Severance last year, and I mean they've got a really nice auditorium, but it's not like graduation worthy, and the gym's a little bit of a weird setup for that. So, good luck to you on Sunday.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm wearing boots no matter what.
That's a good idea. Now, do you remember your high school graduation, Susan? Was it an indoor or outdoor festivity?
It was indoors.
And how many were in your class? Did you have a? I mean, Botno didn't have a huge class, did it?
No, but we had like 74 kids in our class.
I had exactly that number in 2016 at Platte Valley High School here in Kersey, yeah. Colorado. So we had the exact same number. Ours was indoor as well. So you didn't want to mess with the weather chances.
Yeah. Well, I could dig out the invitation and look, but don't make me do that.
No, I don't think we're that interested. We're just killing time here, Susan. Look, if I can get 4 minutes out of you at the end of an hour, that's all I need. You know, I'm looking for warm bodies at this point.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that. I feel like that's a direct shot at me.
No, it was not.
How big was your graduating class?
You sensitive boy.
How big was your graduating class?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
I don't remember much about that. Look. You're gonna learn. There's a reason I'm in radio.
Yeah.
All right. And there's a lot of vagueness when it comes to those years.
50s or hundreds or multiple hundreds of people in your graduating class.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah. That's. It was, I don't know. I didn't know everybody. I met them a lot of times when I showed up at class, and it was.
You have no idea? Like,
none. None whatsoever.
Did you go to your graduation ceremony?
I believe I did. Yeah, I had to have been there because I know I went to the party afterwards. So I know I had to have done something before that.
You got the diploma somewhere.
So yeah, it's there. It led me here. But, well, Susan, I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Am I still invited on Sunday for breakfast, even though I don't have my wife?
Yes, of course you are.
All right.
Where's Kyla?
She's heading to Texas.
She was going to go tour the tour the turtle farm.
Yeah, she's going to hang out with the turtles, and I'm going to hang out with Dr. Bob and Susan. So there we go. Hey, I love you dearly. This is always so much fun, and I look forward to Fridays, the three of us together having a blast, Susan.
It has been so much fun. Thank you, Tanner. Thank you, Brian. And Habajiba.
Habajiba. We'll talk to you next week, Susan. Take care.
Date. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Susan Moore, love that she comes back. Man, I just love that woman. And we spent, you know, 20-some beautiful years together on the radio, and I'm just thrilled. And thanks to you for being so inviting on our new show to let us continue to do that as well.
Well, and I think I learned something. I think that I want to try and watch Shutter Island. I think I need to just up and go watch it.
Great psychological thriller, and those are fun.
Yeah, they are. All right, hour number three coming up. Loaded hour number three. Cody Wilson, Denver Front Range weather coming up when we come back. It's Good Morning NoCo, presented by Air Solutions on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.